Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need
John Learns. Here for the second hour of National Intel Report. Proud to be in the driver's seat. Roger Landry and Tom will be with us shortly. And we're going to be getting into different stuff. But I really, really wanted to finish with what I was talking about before the break, about taking the easy way. It's really important that people know what the Indian life is like now, today. And I have to blow the whistle on this, okay? And it won't take long, but I just want to show you a few examples of taking the easy way and why the world is sick today. This is what the first people are doing today, okay? AIM, American Indian Movement, they murder Annie Mae Aquash, Mi'kmaq warrior, the Indians, you know, drinking secretly while they're doing ceremony. While people watch, in another instance, desecrating ceremony and abusing the already hurt eagle that was given to them for the ceremony, and they were asked to please not to blow the smoke in his face because it was not doing well. That's the first thing they do. They were drunk, okay? Indians drunk at ceremony. Excuse me? Or let's see, paying for ceremony. Okay, remember the deaths in the Sweat Lodge in Arizona a while back? Money was involved. I've even seen rocks explode. They're called grandfathers that they use for ceremony. I've seen them explode in the fire because the people were not right-minded. And they proudly state they're called Christian Indians. You know, I had to contain myself from laughter. There's an old saying that says you can't walk with two left-foot moccasins. And another even better one that says, you know, it's an insult to the ancestors to practice the religion of your oppressor. And, you know, the Lakota are charging anyone, tourists, right? Japanese, hey, why not, you know? For $3,000, you can get tied to the sacred tree. Woohoo, right? You know, many they've lost what the word respect means or what hard work is. Tell me I'm wrong. I'd love to be. But I don't think children know what hard work is today. Not taking the easy way, right? As the native proverb says, you know, you do things the quick and the easy way, they won't last. They'll die and they'll leave you. But, you know, you do things slowly and you understand why you're doing them. You internalize the struggle and the idea and the hardships of doing things right. And it'll last a lifetime. A frail and honest soul that I know of, he's looking for a healer. He's living nearby and he needs a healer. He needs a guy for ceremony to cleanse his house, right? A house cleaning, a blessing of the property. Well, he doesn't know that the jerk in charge of doing this sends somebody in back to make noise so that it sounds like, you know, creator's there and, you know, the guy in front can say, Oh, this is going to cost a lot more money because there's demons here making noise and they're angry. And the guy, meanwhile, in the back throws the lampshade around or makes noises. Oh, spirits are very angry. You know, I charge a lot more for that. It's very dangerous. You know, and you hear things like Native American church, okay, it being no more than halfway Catholic mixed with Lakota or other nonsense. It's like, you know, it's not the true meaning anymore. It's not the true culture. It's not the true tradition anymore. It's called invented tradition. The easy way. And this is what we're doing. This is what kids are doing today. This is what we're doing with drugs. This is what we're doing with alcohol or violence. And, you know, government is promoting it. And, you know, during the break, I heard that name. I should have written it down because I forgot it now. But there it is, Rachel Levine. Okay, why don't you guys look at what Rachel Levine looks like? Why don't you guys look at what the intern in the White House looks like with his ridiculous and disgusting white nails that are as big as his finger is? You know, going walking around tiptoeing the office, like, you know, going to see Janet. You know, it's like, it's totally ridiculous and it's insulting. This is what they want to normalize. Same thing as the, you know, the person working, you know, with, in California. You know, I'm not going to say it or I'm not going to say her or he. I'm going to say it because I can't even look at it. I can't even look at it talk, okay? Not because I don't agree with whatever he or she is. It's not that. It's the use of what they're doing. You know, there's been gay people and trans people, whatever, for centuries. You know, for decades, for centuries, for thousands of years. The Native Americans had six types of you know, spiritually different people. Some people would actually walk and do things backwards. You know, there's a whole different, it's sacred knowledge, it's sacred history. So what do? They completely bastardize that, they prostitute it. They're it's like the dark side in the Star Wars movies, you know, and they make movies like that because they know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. Okay, so everything they're doing is dark. And it's not normal. It's not where we were. So I think it's very obvious that they're trying to destroy everything that's good, basically. You know, and it's like every single person that I've dealt with in the Native world as well for the last 6 years, except for one who's been, you know, my friend from, you know, my brother from a different mother. They're all wannabes. They're fakes. You know, great money in it because you look the part, you act the part, you play the part. You know, but you go off and cheat on your wife or do something else like that. It's like, this is what the government wants. You know, take a look at Elizabeth Warren, too. There's another moron from my home state. Like, you know, dressing up with a buffalo hat and, you know, painting her face herself. And, you know, going around there, you know, talking about abortion, and you know, and looking like an idiot. yeah. So, you know, this is where we're at. So, you know, it's all about taking the easy way. So what do I do? I don't want to take the easy way. No, I want to talk about Oklahoma City. I want to talk about 9/11. I want to talk about the bad stuff. I want to be of service to my country. And yes, in the meantime, we're going to be taking callers after Roger and Tom come up. So I just want to end on that by saying that, you know, not taking the easy way, you end up alone is basically what happens. It's a tall order. It's a high bar to set because, you know, other people and their actions, they become intolerable when you want to vibrate at a higher frequency. It's not being a better person. It's got nothing to do with that. Everybody, you know, has their own way of being. And I think we have Roger waiting on the line for the last while. It really would have surprised me. Mike, do we have Roger here? He said he's been on the line for a while. Ah, okay. Oh, well, let's talk to him. Hello, Roger.
Hello.
They threw me to the wolves again.
Well, as in what?
No, as in doing the show. It was supposed to be a half hour, but this is so much fun. I'm really, really enjoying this. And we're trying to explain also in the things that we're sharing how important it is to have TLBtalk.com in on the menu. And you know, where it stands and how important it is. And most of the stuff I was talking about, I couldn't find it anywhere else.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things that I really enjoyed your angle on it. You see things that a lot of people don't get to see living in the community that you live in and interfacing with the individuals that you interface with and having the friends you do. But I would tell you that a lot of the things that you are seeing and a lot of the things that have changed in the Indian or the Native American societies are also changing at an even faster pace in the just the regular American society, simply because it is a focus. And the focus, you probably heard these two words from me so many times that you're going to roll the eyes into the back of your head, but this is programmed ignorance. This is being taught in our schools, and people say, how do you teach ignorance? How do you teach ignorance? Is that you teach things that are superfluous while omitting the things that are necessary, the things that make us unique. You ask any child today who isn't in college, and even most that are in college, what type of government the United States has, and they immediately tell you it's a democracy, which is absolutely wrong. A democracy is basically two wolves and a sheep sitting at the table deciding who, not what, who is for dinner. But yet they teach you in school today that America is one of the best democracies that has ever existed. Again, that's ignorance. That's programmed ignorance. Is democracy part of the United States? Of course it is. Democracy is the form of governance we have, but the form of government we have is a constitutional republic. Not one child is going to tell you today when asked that the United States is a constitutional republic. How come they don't know that? It's not because they're stupid. It's because they've never been taught that. What have they been taught? Something else. What is that something else? That provides the ignorance. So what we're looking at parallels what you've been discussing in the Native American community. They are teaching you easy ways, fast ways, ways to get, you know, more friends, ways to get more attention, ways to get more smiles.
More money, your iPhone, you know.
Ways to appear more smarter or more intelligent than the person next to you. But at the same time, for somebody like me or you looking into that, what we're seeing is ignorance. And it has been programmed into them. Programmed ignorance.
I got a good one. You have to remember that everything, I'm not talking to you, Roger, I'm talking to everybody else. everything that you believe to be true today came from history's greatest liars. Literally.
A vast majority, you know, of it. There is some truism today. There is.
And the great liars were also the brutal colonizers and enslavers. Think long and hard about those facts. You know, and before you say that what you know is true, remember what Nicole used to say, and she still says it. If you think you know, you don't know. What you think you know, you don't know.
Well, I'm not telling you what you're saying is wrong. What I am saying is if you are willing to spend the time and the effort, truth can still be discovered today. It is still there. Mm. But you have to have the will to find it. You have to have the will to dig for it. These are the things that you and I do. These are the things I spend 16 to 18 hours a day every day. I'm a day off in over a dozen years. What am I doing? I'm digging for the truth. I'm comparing one lie to another lie, hoping that the difference between the two of them is going to lead me closer to truth. And in a lot of cases, it does. If you take enough lies and you put them into one small area and you compare one against the other, there are certain things that will stand out. And what do these things do? They tend to lead you towards the fact that this can't be true, this can't be true, this can't be true, so something else must be true. And now what you start to do is you head in that direction. What is it that can be true? And today you brought this up, so I'm going to expound on it. Today, you're not being allowed to say that. Today, if you're on a platform like Facebook, or if you're on a platform like Twitter, which just kicked the entire Liberty TLB project off, if you're on a platform like YouTube or whatever, and you are saying things that do not follow the rules and the guidelines of said programmed ignorance, then you don't have a platform. You don't have a leg to stand on. Now, as soon as you bend your word to conform, all of a sudden you've got a platform again. This necessitated the birth of TLB Talk. TLB, okay? It's truth, liberty, and balance. Stop and think about this. These are the things that are missing. If you go to TLB Talk, it doesn't have to be to tell me that my kid grew a half inch in the last 2 months, or the dog next door keeps me up all night, or hey, we just got a new puppy and he's pooping all over the rug in the living room. This doesn't have to be what you go there for. If for nothing else, you go to TLV Talk, you start a group, you invite your friends, knowing that the conversations you can have within that group will be tolerated because you live in a constitutional republic that guarantees you the right, as long as you are not doing something, I don't know, that is abusive and or illegal, it guarantees you the right to say anything. Now, let's stop right there and compare something. Everybody seems to think that you can say anything you want, and if people don't listen, then it's TLB Talk's fault because we're not letting people listen, so we're liars. I've got to explain something to everybody listening, okay? The First Amendment, which is the most important amendment, if it goes away, all the rest of them go away because you have no longer have a way to defend the rest of your amendments, okay? But the First Amendment guarantees you the ability to talk. Again, if you're doing it within legal in a legal fashion, a non-abusive fashion, a non-grotesque or, I don't know, pornographic fashion, if you have something to say, the First Amendment guarantees you the right to say it. What the First Amendment doesn't guarantee you is an audience. If you're an idiot and you're saying stupid things, and people understand their stupid things, then you don't have an audience. That has nothing to do with people allowing you to be heard. That has nothing to do with people taking away your First Amendment right. That has everything to do with you stepping in there being ignorant and trying to enforce that on other people. All of this culminates in one area. It's called TLB Talk. You want to go there? You want to talk about things? Just remember one thing. Make sure you're right, because if somebody steps up to prove you're wrong, that's their First Amendment right too.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you can find on TLB Talk, and I got three of them lined up, or four. Horrifying school shootings should not be surprising in a nation that celebrates mass murder. Next, Chicago weekend shootings. 52 people shot in the city over Memorial Day weekend. Are we talking about that on the media? No. NBC and CNN. Listen to this one. I'll get through this. NBC and CNN interview two different crisis actors, fathers, of the same girl in Uvalde, Texas. Okay? This is the kind of stuff that would not last on any other social media platform.
No, it wouldn't. And the thing of it is, I could go a little bit further, okay? You know what else you'll find there? How many people are actually dying from the COVID vaccines? You're not going to find that on any other platform. How many stillbirths? How many spontaneous abortions? How many cases of myocarditis in children under 12 years old? How many? And I could go on and on. You know what else you're not hearing? You're not hearing anywhere else right now about Joe Bob's son, Hunter's laptop. That was about 3 months ago. That came out of the woods for a little while, and all of a sudden the elites panicked again. They're like, oh my God, this is absolutely going to sidetrack everything that we're trying to do. So what happened? All of a sudden, we've got baby formula issue. All of a sudden, the border is slammed right in your face again. All of a sudden, gas prices are screaming through the roof. All of a sudden, actually, everything is happening right now to totally distract you from the one issue that nobody is thinking about right now. And let me get through this, Luca, because what everybody here needs to understand is that the top issue in this country right now is that we have a compromised president of the United States. That's not a joke. That's a fact. As a matter of fact, there's another article out today proving unequivocally, and there's actually a video, I mean, an audio recording of Hunter Biden stating for a fact that he was in business with the guy who was in charge of the Chinese Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, okay? We have a president sitting in the White House who is compromised. This is traitor material. But yet, you ain't hearing about that. You're hearing about the baby formula. Should you? Yes, you should. You're hearing about the border. Should you? Yes, you should. You're hearing about gas prices. Should you? Yes, you should. But first of all, you need to hear that the person, the puppet, sitting in the most powerful office on this planet is compromised. And he is doing everything he is told to destroy the country you live in. How much are you hearing about that today? Because you ain't. Go to TLB Talk. You'll hear about it. You'll read
about it. Go to TLB Talk, too, and it'll say, you know, there's one here that says, Uvalde used the Kenosha blueprint. An attorney told the client legal defense, it's all a movie. Okay?
Yeah.
I just want to get through this. Suddenly we have, oh, a slain teacher's husband who dies of grief. Then you hear, oh, two sets of parents with the same child. Oh, right, I almost forgot. That teacher, the slain one from Sandy Hook, she shows up again in the very same shooting in Uvalde. Same picture, you know? That thing about the door being unlocked with the left open with the brick.
Yes.
Oh, today they're saying that's not true on Fox. It was, but, you know, the teacher kicked it off and it was closed. See what I mean? It's funny. When you tell the truth, my grandmother used to say that, when you tell the truth, there's one version and one version only. As soon as those guys, the Texas guys there with the big, nice hats on, as soon as they went on the microphone and they said, oh, we have a discrepancy of 1 hour, that's, you know, hello.
My grandmother used to tell me this. She used to say, Roger, there is only one truth, but mm-hmm. during your life, you're going to be taught the degrees of truth. And mm-hmm. when I asked her what that meant, she said, well, somebody's going to tell you something that's 100% true. Somebody's going to come behind that because that doesn't work for them and tell you a 90% truth and do everything they can to convince you of it. And then somebody's going to come behind that because that doesn't work for them, and they're going to give you a 75% truth and doing everything they can to convince you. The degrees of truth in America have steadily fallen. We are at a point right now where the most powerful and supposedly the most trusted leaders, our senators, our congressmen, our president, our federal judges, all have the credibility of zero. The degrees of truth emanating from these individuals is so tiny, it's not even significant anymore. But the programmed ignorance has you believing that if they sit in that office, they must be what? They must be virtuous. It's a lie.
You know, another lie that came through. I have another one. A disgruntled Latino trans teenager nutcase pulls up to a school, shoots one round with a handgun, and then gets shot by concealed carry in the parking lot, and it ended right there. That's another one. That was the absolute original. You know, it's like...
There is a mother who was standing, and I forget exactly what the gathering was, that was at a gathering, and somebody stepped up with a hunting rifle and started shooting into the crowd. She pulled out her pistol mm-hmm. and dropped him.
Yep.
End of story. That. Nobody died. Nobody except him.
See, but you're a good police officer with a good heart, and you don't know, and you go in there and you try and do good, like the police officer named Terrence Yakey, at the Oklahoma City bombing, what happens? You get shot multiple times in the head and you get dropped in a field somewhere.
Yep.
No, we hate to interrupt this broadcast, but we have an announcement to make. Tom finally made it.
Uh-oh, the system is starting to crack now. Oh, for sure.
Okay. I have been, and hello, Tom. I have been talking since I got in here with the help of Luca about the TLB talk forum and its necessity. I have been talking about the ability to go somewhere, form yourself a group, invite your friends in, and have the discussions that you know your First Amendment guarantees you the right to do so. I have been talking about these things without one of the most important people involved in that project. And that, of course, would be Tom, who is the project administrator. So, Tom, it's very nice to have you here.
Yeah, well, sorry about that, folks. Hello, everybody. It's Tom D. Running late as usual. didn't have a whole lot of control over it, but better late than never, I always say. So yes, I appreciate
that depends on
everybody
who you are, right?
Waiting, and that's who I is. Yeah, that's I'm the project administrator and quote unquote. And trying to keep all the trains on the track and push them faster. You guys were, I didn't hear all of everything you were saying, Luca, about the shooting, but this thing stinks to high heaven. I saw somebody posted something that said the only reason that the government would, after 234 years, try to take away your guns is they're afraid you're going to shoot them for something they're probably going to try and do. So, you know what? What are they up to? This whole mess with this kid. I think Mike Rivero brought out the fact that he paid top dollar for those two rifles and
$3,000
magazines.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And where he could have found them a lot cheaper, you know, in a bunch of other places. So who was helping this guy? My other thought was, is he the one that really made those posts? And he was being chased as a murder suspect at the time that they were chasing him. This is, you know, I mean, I haven't heard this straight from the chief's mouth down there, but that's what I've been informed. And you know what? Did they actually force this guy to drive towards the school with roadblocks and things like that? And then, you know, maybe they put the idea in this kid's head that, hey, you know what, we're going to find you and we're going to kill you. So he just went all ballistic on everybody, and that's how he ended up in the school. You know,
guys,
look, you made a point. Let me jump in here, because there's something that most people in this country don't understand. Why is there such a massive push every time you see a liberal in power to take your guns away? And this has happened. Okay, this isn't the first time. Think of every single liberal that's been in the White House or when we have had a liberal Congress. There is always a move to take your guns away. Let me explain something to everybody listening here that you probably don't know. The United States has more guns in private hands by a major factor, many times more than any standing army on this planet. It is estimated that a minimum of 300 million and a maximum of 500 million, a half a billion guns are in private hands in the United States of America. Is there any wonder before they really show their true colors, they know they got to get those guns from you and me?
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Tom,
I agree.
Tom, I got to say this. Breaking news, 5 minutes ago. Police say multiple shots were fired after active shooter incident inside office building. See what I mean? And also, something that you guys probably don't know, and this comes from a source higher up that shared it with me.
Hey, Mike, skip the break if you can.
Yeah, it's very important. He was working at Wendy's, right? Part-time?
Right.
Okay. He came up to one of the girls, or one of the girls came up to him, and she said this in an interview. She commented about his makeup, and he looked at her with black eyes and said, "Do you know who I am? Do you really know who I am?" and then he left. Okay, so that, to me, that automatically brings it, you know, the higher IQ people thinking would be thinking, oh, spirituality, oh, Satanism, oh, black ops, oh, FBI, MK Ultra, whatever you want to call it, because they're using the Native American spiritual powers. I know the CIA and the FBI have been working with that. Forget about MK Ultra. I'm talking about the power of, you know, demons. Literally, they have black eyes. I saw one in Native American prayers that I was in. I saw a guy with jet black eyes, and he couldn't stay there. He took off. He just vanished. He was yelling at everybody and screaming at everybody, saying, "You'll never make it!" You know, and he took off. Exactly. Well,
I just saw one of the workers. I just stopped and grabbed a drink at Mickey D's, and I saw a worker there in a skirt and you know, nice shoes, yeah, long fingernails, makeup, long eyelashes and eyeliner and a beard. So I couldn't guess. Is it, you know, did they switch from one direction or to the other direction? I couldn't even tell.
Hold on. He may be on his way to a fourth or fifth grade, or maybe even a first or second grade class for Trans Day.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, where did this kid get $70,000 or so for that truck he was driving, the one he wrecked? That's an expensive vehicle that he crashed. And was he forced off the road right there so that he would make his way into the school and then cause a big scene, and that way we have these protests at the NRA shindig?
Why were nine of the children that were supposed to have been killed in Columbine, why were nine of those children seen in pictures at least a year after the actual transaction? Why were nine of them identified?
Somebody posted a picture.
Their graduation picture?
Yeah, somebody posted a picture of what was supposedly the Connecticut school, Sandy Hook. They said somebody posted a picture of one of the people, the teachers at Sandy Hook was one of the teachers at Uvalde. And you know what? It's close, but it's not the same person. You know, you got to be really careful about this stuff that people are throwing out there. They're really just blurring the truth. And the more people do stuff like that, you know, the less people are going to believe anything. I mean, they're just going to just, you know what, I don't understand any of this. None of it makes sense, so I don't know who to believe.
Well, actually, it's you're right, Luca. The details don't make a whole lot of sense, but the intent makes a hell of a lot of sense, okay? Mm-hmm. Again, you have to demonize everybody who has a gun. And you know what? If this was a country like Germany, if this was a country like France, where about 25 to 30% of them even have handguns, never mind we're talking about big, really accurate rifles or guns, then that may work. When you're talking about a country that has more firearms in personal possession, 3 to 4 times more firearms than the Chinese army does, then this doesn't quite make as much sense. But they've got to do what they've got to do. And in order to take those guns away from you and I without having an active revolution, without having some serious killing going on in this country, they have to demonize everybody who legitimately owns a gun. I've got a question to ask both of you, okay? Let's say they take all of our guns away. All of our guns away. How many criminals are going to give up their guns? And since it's the criminals that cause these violent crimes, since it's the criminals that do that, if we lose all of our guns and they don't, because they're criminals, they're not going to give up their guns, what's to say this won't get 10 times worse?
Well, Roger, I've always commented that if they could eliminate every possible weapon, and I mean, you know, that would be impossible, then they can have mine. But until that point in time, I'm defending myself. So if you can rid the world of guns and knives and hatchets and axes and rocks and sticks and anything else somebody can use, even vehicles as a weapon, I'm not giving up my self-defense.
there's something that, you know, I'd like to point out that Roger's going to probably laugh at right when I'm halfway through it. Gun grabber logic. Okay, please. An AR. Okay, no. Look at the Mini Ruger, the Ruger Mini 14, semi-automatic, yes. 223 yes. ammunition, 30 rounds available. It's not a scary looking, it's a hunting rifle, so it's fine. Bushmaster yes. AR-15, semi-automatic, 223, 30 round magazines available, but it looks scary, and it's a military weapon, so we want it banned. It makes yes. absolutely no sense at all, okay?
Not only are you right, but if you take that to the next level, okay, more people are killed by pistols than all of the people in the entire freaking North American continent are by rifles each year.
More people are killed with hammers than than guns every year.
Right, but my point here is they want to take your AR-15s, they want to take your rifles away, but they're not so much going after your pistols, except the pistols kill five times more people than AR-15s or rifles ever do. Why does that make sense to anybody?
What about the slaughter they had in Chicago or New York this Memorial Day weekend?
52 people.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You don't hear about that.
Hey, Luca.
It's a liberal town.
Luca, we have somebody wants to ask you a question. John from Oklahoma, do you want to take this real
quick?
Yes,
I'd love it.
Okay, go ahead, John. Mikey, put him on. Hello, John. Mike might not be at the board for a second. He might have run to the little boy. There he is.
Hello, gentlemen. He pulled a heartstring with me. I live on a Choctaw Indian reservation. He touched on the absolute truth. This game has been played before. Think about the Trail of Tears. No one likes to talk about that.
The Trail of Tears, sir, before you change the subject, Trail of Tears, the Trail of Tears was planned 20 years ahead of time. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, yes, sir, it was. And that's what I was getting at. And when they brought them here, they started academies. I live 10 miles, and if you want to look it up, it's called Wheelock Academy. You were taken from your tribe, no longer allowed to speak your language, and taught to be part of that quote-unquote culture. Your culture was taken. Then they turned around and asked you to fight for them as a code talker.
Yeah.
And then when it scared the heck out of the government, they stopped letting you, by culture, even speak your language. I am 56 years old, and for the last 20 years have been trying to learn my grandfather's language because I was not allowed to speak it at home.
Sir, let me just tell you from my heart, first of all, thank you for your comments. And second of all, I will be speaking of this until my last breath, okay? In particular of Arville Looking Horse and people that are not supposed to be leaders, that are living lies, and you wonder why we're all sick, okay? This is the whole idea. You know, we have to give respect and we have to give honor to the people that passed, to the people at Carlisle, you know, that infamous picture with the little kids lined up in front of Carlisle Industrial School in Pennsylvania. That's who I'm working for until the rest of my life, until I die. So I hear you loud and clear. And people will be offed for even saying what I'm saying. That's fine. At least I have a clear conscience. I'm working for people like you.
And TLB is my go-to news when I get up in the morning after I do my Bible study. TLB is my first news I go to.
Hold on a second. Because I am the founder of the TLB project. You just put the biggest smile on my face. I haven't had a smile this big in a month. I absolutely love you right now.
Sir, I gave up a $120,000 a year job because I saw what was coming. My grandfather, my mom ran away from this reservation when I was 5 years old. and tried to bring me up in the Oklahoma City area. When the bombing happened, I was there. I knew what had happened. I had been on shortwave and things like that since I was in scouts, and I knew what had happened. And I ran as fast as I could back to my grandfather's. And I, every weekend that I could get out of school, it was like, Grandpa, come get me. And I learned how to make fire.
Do me a favor real quick, okay? When you get a chance, if you haven't already, go to tlbtalk.com. Start yourself up a group. That is our social media platform. Start yourself up a group, and I'll make sure we can put people in there to hear what you have to say.
Sir, I'm nobody. I'm just.
A bunch of crock.
No, it's not. That's humility. That's integrity.
I love it, but it's not right. You are somebody. You've impressed everybody on this call. And if you were nobody, you could impress nobody.
Well,
The better person you are, in this case, like a warrior like he is, the less you talk of yourself and you put yourself way in the back of the line.
That's right, it's up to people like me to talk about people like him, and I am.
I need to honor the children. I'm sorry. Very quickly, I need to honor the children of the residential schools in Canada by telling their 30-second story. Late 1800s. John A. MacDonald needs to continue. He needs to finish his rail line across Canada. So he puts together the Northwest Mounted Police with orders to clear everything 50 miles either way of the track. Do whatever you want with them. Take them away. And then he said, no, even better. Let's instruct them to go into every single village and take kids as young as 5 years old from your mother, from your father, from your grandparents. Rip them out of their arms and take them in the government-led, government-implemented residential schools, okay? And the first thing they do is they cut their hair because they know the spirituality content of their hair. They spray DDT on them, you know, to get rid of the savagery. But I'm going to do one show entirely on the power of hair and why the satanic church cut their hair, because that's cutting their power, period.
You're right.
So I'll be doing a show on that.
That is one of my big things. Because of where I work, I do cut my hair short. I'm actually an electrician, but I like I said, for the last 20 years, I've tried to go back to my grandfather. I was blessed enough to know his mother, my great grandma, Mayfield, and her mother came through the Trail of Tears. And so, those are the lessons that a man just never forgets. And you said something about being behind. Well, who's going to watch everyone's back if you're not behind?
I hope. You know, everybody thinks the warrior is the guy on the overturned police car with the machine gun in the hand with his bandana. No, they're told to go home. The women tell them to go home. Get your ass home before I... No.
There you go. I'm gonna spank your butt with a spoon all the way back to the house.
There you go.
But yes. Anyway, what I was getting at is they're starting to find the very last fort is about 5 miles from me that surrendered during the Civil War, and guess who the general was? A Choctaw, Full Blood Choctaw, Fort Towson. Look it up. Fort Towson, yep. Oklahoma was the last fort to surrender because they did not want to go back under Washington, D.C.'s rule.
Mm-hmm.
They had a chance to get their freedom back, and they did not give it up until there was last choice. And I feel that we're here there now, and all of us. I was driving home from work and saw upside-down flags on some of the largest cattle and horse ranches in this area.
Yes,
upside
sir.
Down American flags. That says something.
Sign of distress.
Yes, sir. And that says something. I am. Oh, and by the way, this deal down in Texas, did they, I've got a another channel on shortwave that I listened to, and they found 920 rounds outside of the building. 20 of them were spent, 900 unfired. Who carries 900 rounds? If you're ex-military, who wants 900 rounds?
It was actually 1,600 rounds total.
Yeah, I was going to say
inside,
that.
Outside, in the vehicle. Ninety magazines.
There were 900.
Yeah, where'd he get the money?
Exactly, and his body armor. Have you priced body armor lately? Holy smokes! And Daniel Defense firearms. Those are $3,500 a piece if you get the good ones. So
yeah, plus the optics he had on it too.
This stinks to high heaven. This is another Oklahoma City all over again.
Yeah, and you know, there was just a shooting 15 minutes ago that popped up on my phone?
Yes.
Yeah, that was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 3 dead plus the shooter and numerous injured.
Oh, yeah, they're going to start pumping it up now like crazy. We were just talking about that, Roger and I, before the break. I want to thank the caller from the bottom of my heart, and also from the listeners that can't talk because they're too traumatized, or they just choose not to, like so many sad people do, you know. And you know, we're not like I was taught to be stupid, like my teachers told me that I was. You'll be stupid all your life. You can't read. You're no good. Well, guess what? Here we are.
There you go.
I've actually been in Carlisle, so several times when I lived in Philadelphia, I drove out to Carlisle. And Lancaster area.
Luca, it's not so much that they're teaching you to be stupid. It's so much that they are programming you with ignorance. Uh-huh. Because a lot of kids come out of school thinking that they are smart, thinking that they have learned everything. But what they have learned is what they wanted them to learn. And what they haven't learned is what they actually needed to learn.
Well, they haven't been taught to think. That's the biggest problem.
Yes.
Think on their own.
That's exactly it. Do you have no critical thinking? I'd like to give one light to all the Native Americans, or as I still call them, American Indians. We in Oklahoma have won a major battle. The state of Oklahoma and their stormtroopers, that they like to call Highway Patrol, tried to go in on tribal land and arrest and do this and do that, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, our tribal treaties with the nation still stands from 1800s. You cannot do this. So our light horse, as they called them, our light horse tribal police, still have major jurisdiction, and the state must either ask permission or stand down. So that's a big, big win. And it shows that we still have power that Washington fears. And so that's a big win for all the tribes.
Tom and Roger, would you permit me to just say one thing? And I swear I'll mute. I promise. this is really serious, okay? After being, and this is for you, the caller, after being stuck in the school by force, you're talking 20 years, 30 years, whatever, some even 10 years, okay? Whatever, it doesn't matter. They, all of a sudden, the school's closed. The hell with them. Get out of here. Yeah, go home, whatever. Buzz off, right? The Indian tries to go home. Sun Elk arrives in his main territory, and he forgot his language because he couldn't speak it in school. He tries to tell the guy in English to go tell his family that he's home. He's back on the Pueblo. The next morning, the chief and two assistants come into the father's house. Your son, who calls himself Raphael, he has no hair. He can't speak the language. He's been living far, far away and does not know the things that Native American little boys should learn. He is no longer one of us.
Oh.
How do you like them apples?
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it doesn't stop there. You know, 10-year-old girl gets thrown out of a second-story building because she didn't clean the principal's office properly. And the principal finds out and he says, oh, well, better that squaw than my favorite nurse. You know, I have stories like that for 3 hours. We'll do shows on that again in your honor, sir. And in the Oklahoma, the Oklahoma first people with their honor.
Well, thank you from the bottom of my heart for at least listening to just an old man rattle on about things that hardly anybody ever cares about anymore. I think it's our new way to do things, but what do I know?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks a lot, and you have a good day or good night. And we'll see you on TLB Talk.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm Spy Tom. If you ever want to you want to friend me, just look for Spy Tom.
And Luca Majno, M-A-J-N-O, or Learn to Unlearn. Excuse me.
Yeah, and I don't have a profile on TLB Talk. I have other websites to run, plus TLB Talk, and a phenomenal organization that allows me to wake up every morning knowing that I, like Tom and Luca, are actually accomplishing something. And when I need a chance to talk, I get invited on shows with people like Luca and Tom, or I do my own shows. But I actually do not have a personal profile on any one of the websites that I helped to found, or even TLB Talk itself. This is for those who need a voice. Roger has a voice. There's far too many people in this country that aren't allowed to have a voice. We want to change that. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. Yep, not a problem. It's thanks to RBN, we actually can get our voice out there.
Yes.
But, we couldn't do this without him. And so.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to jump in there, and I apologize for interrupting. No, I don't. I'm going to jump in there, and I'm going to say something about RBN. I have been on at least a dozen radio platforms or podcast platforms. Each and every one of them, at some point, with very few exceptions, there are a few, but very few, have told me that I needed to tone it down. Told me that there are certain things that I shouldn't be talking about. Told me that if I wanted to continue to do this, that they may cut the amount of time I have or put my show to a different time slot where not as many people could listen. This is the way I have been treated. I met John Stadtmiller several years ago. He invited me on his show the same day, every single week, the same hour. And this is why he invited me, to be able to tell the truth. RBN has a spot in my heart that will never go away. John Stadtmiller has a spot in my heart that will never go away. RBN is one of the very few platforms left on this planet that allows you to tell the truth. And for that, I am infinitely grateful.
Well, it's, every voice that we can get out there and every voice we can make loud enough, hopefully we can, turn, Luca was saying earlier that, you got to hit one person at a time. I've tried so much to get people to open their eyes, and they'll be, oh yeah, that's great. Oh well, I gotta go pick up a 30-pack,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Got a football game or a baseball game.
I gotta wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning because you're drinking and we're partying in a residential area. Yeah.
The only way we're gonna wake people up is to get all the stadiums shut down and turn off all the sports channels.
I don't think that's the only way. I just think that it's a slow, arduous process without something like that happening. And if things continue the way they are right now, it may not be too long before there are enough people awake that they are intentionally avoiding those things to listen to people like you and me. I am 67 years old. I'll be 68 in 3 months. I'm going to tell you right now, I have never seen so many people in America awake as I see today. Is it enough? No. Will it be enough? It's getting there. And this is what everybody on this call, is dedicated to. And I love the company I'm in.
I have one problem I need to share, though.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize my parents teaching me to tell the truth when I was a child would lead me to be a domestic terrorist as an adult.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Or
I can't
a parent. or a parent who doesn't want their child to be taught that there's a difference between races when we spent three generations trying to teach and finally succeeding in teaching Americans there is no difference in race. But now, if you go to school to a PTA meeting and tell the teachers, I don't want you teaching my children that there is a difference between blacks and whites, there is no difference, stop teaching that, you are now a domestic terrorist and the DOJ is probably going to be knocking on your door. What?
Oh, wow. Hey, I grew up in a sheltered life. I lived in a little town and up in Westchester County, New York, and I never saw a black person until I was 10, and when my father took me to New York City. Never laid eyes, because we didn't really watch TV. You know, I was always out, you know, in the fields and the streams and the trees and the apple orchards and everything else we had. That was a little bit of a shock to me.
I grew up amongst them. I grew up in Ohio, and Ohio is a pretty integrated state. But the thing of it is, I never grew up thinking there was a difference between us. As a matter of fact, where I lived down the street, there were two houses within a block of me that were owned by black families. Each one of them had about a half a dozen kids. I'm not saying anything about that, because there were seven kids in my family. And I played with them. We had them all. Some of my best friends at that age, because they could teach me things I didn't know. They were all bigger than me. And I didn't grow up thinking there was any difference between us. To me, the biggest difference, the difference equated to, I wear green pants today, I wear blue pants tomorrow, but I'm still wearing pants. Whether my friend is black or my friend is white, he is still my friend. This is the way I grew up. I'm going to tell you something. The prejudice taught in this country, or the prejudice that became overwhelming in this country, especially in the North, was taught.
Okay. Well, I can't even comment on that.
All right. Well, hey, look, you only have to put up with me for about two more minutes.
Oh, if that was only true.
Okay, that's not true. Both of you have to put up with me for a very long time.
Yep. Well, that's okay, man. We, it's a marvelous project you've built, and with your
we're
own
building.
Two hands, you know. Well, yes, okay,
we're building.
Well, you started it, so.
Okay, I started it, but we're building it. And Luca, he's got his hands in there, too.
Well, yeah, everybody involved, Dan and our programmer and our server guy and everybody.
The Kool-Aid works only if everybody drinks it, okay? And I'm not drinking it.
We're done.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Sorry I was late. I'll try to be on time a week from Wednesday. And until then, keep your radio tuned to Republic Broadcasting. Come and say hello to us at TLB Talk. And thank you, Michael and RBN, for giving
Mike.
Us the time.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, everybody. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.